Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with another episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with Rachel Morose from Village Florists. Welcome, Rachel.
Hi, Scott.
Now, this is a brand new shop in right downtown Warsaw. This is beautiful in here.
Thank you very much.
Now, first of all, what led you to open up a florist shop?
I've always liked to play with flowers, and working at Martin's in Warsaw, I just got to do that and decided I wanted to have my own shop. So I had a studio in my basement and decided I wanted to do it full time, and so I needed to have a storefront so I could get more people.
Right, and you're here, was that 110, is that right?
111 East Market.
111 East Market, right across from Rocksteady Pizza, right down from the Times Union, right downtown Warsaw. Now, you have more than flowers. I see a lot of beautiful flowers here, but you also have other merchandise as well.
We do. We have wind chimes, we have lanterns, we have lots of sympathy items. We have three different brands of chocolate, including sugar-free, two different brands of candles, stuffed animals, just a whole bunch of stuff.
Now, I know people can probably walk in and buy flowers, but now do you do arrangements for like weddings and funerals and things like that?
Yes, we do. And you can order online at our website, villageflorist.com, or you can come in or call us at 373-6045.
That's fantastic. What are your hours downtown?
Tuesday through Friday is 10 to 6, and Saturday is 10 to 3.
Oh, wow, you even open on Saturdays. That's mm-hmm. great. So is there any what's your favorite flower? Do you have a favorite flower?
I have a lot of favorite flowers. I like sunflowers. I do like specific roses. There's a specific one I have at this moment. It's a cream with pink tips, and it's just really pretty.
Well, thank you so much for being a member of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and thank you for opening this up in downtown Warsaw, and thank you for spreading joy.
You're very welcome.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with another episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with my old buddy Tracy Furnival from Baker Youth Club. Hey, Trace.
Hey, Scott. How we doing?
Doing great.
Good.
You know me. I grew up going to Baker Youth Club since I was 6 years old, a long time ago. So I'm a long-time, lifetime member, and I'm really interested in everything that you guys do. You guys
sure.
provide such a wonderful service to guys for the youth of the community since 1926.
Yeah,
it's amazing,
yep.
Tracy. Now your new location, not new, but it's the latest location.
Yeah,
here.
Latest location lately. Yes.
Across from the fairgrounds.
Yeah.
Beautiful location, beautiful, but you don't have a playground outside.
No playground. The move from the construction of the Market Street facility over there. We had a nice playground area, but nice location, but. You know, this was a great move for us with the size of the facility and centrally located to all the schools. It's really helped us be able to, transportation-wise, get every child here that wants to.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we're just missing that outdoor play area. So it's been a vision and a dream for, well over 5 years now to get that, mm-hmm. To get that done. And, we all know over the last 5 or 6 years there's been a lot of challenges thrown at us. So it's kind of been put on the back burner, but we're here. We're here today, and we are really close. We received a grant from K21 Health Foundation of $75,000.
Oh, fantastic.
The total cost of the project is $125,000. So, we're getting ready to start a little game of tag, if you'll let me say, campaign to help us try to raise the additional $50,000 so we can complete the playground out there.
Well, yeah, because you've got what? Your summer program, what, like 100 kids a day?
Yes, well over 100 kids a day coming in. We are able to use the fairground parking lot. I look out there today, it's been raining cats and dogs, and it's a little flooded. And it's just crazy to have to walk the kids across the street. It just doesn't make sense to me. I don't like it.
You definitely need a playground.
We need a playground. We got a location, and You know, in the back side of the facility, we had a little cutout spot of our parking lot that was perfect. So we've got the dirt moved, and we're ready to move full steam ahead, but we've got to raise some money.
So tell me how – so you're going to play a game of tag. I love this idea.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it before, though. So kind of explain how that works.
Yeah, this is new to me, too. I'm in a partnership. We've been working with Dream On Studios and you know, trying to market our programming better and do these kind of campaigns. And they came up with this idea of playing a game of tag. So what we have are 50 signs that we are going to put out or give to our board members to put in some of their friends or businesses, yards, and windows of their stores or whatever. And once you get tagged, there's a QR code on the sign. You scan that QR code. You make a donation of $20 or more. More would be better, but we'll take whatever we can get. And once you make a donation, we will bring a no tag back sign. So now you take the tag sign to another business or one of your friends. So the idea is once you've been tagged, you make a donation. Once you've made a donation, you take your tag sign and put it on somebody else's spot, and we'll bring a no tag back. So you cannot be tagged back. Once you've made the donation, we have a sign that says no tag backs, and that and it just says you've supported the Baker Youth Club Playground Project. So
that's fun.
You're going to start seeing, I think, this Thursday, which would be June. What's today, Scott?
It'll be the 27th, would it be?
25th. So June 27th, we're going to start making a social media campaign push. We'll start distributing signs, so you're going to see them around and about. And it's just going to be a fun way to help Baker Youth Club try to raise some money for our playgrounds for the kids of our organization.
Oh, man, that sounds perfect. I'm already thinking about whose yard I'm going to put one in. So
you and I have a lot of alumni guys that we could probably think of this list of people to kind of help participate and help us reach our goal of $50,000. So it's not sock tag like we played growing up back at the club, but I think a fun way for people to help give back or help us meet our goal, but to also just know the impact that we're having on kids in our community. You know, we've just got a new website built, so check it out, bakeryouthclub.com. We've been working with 180 Digital, very blessed to have their work and what they've done for our website. It looks great, so great opportunity to help with the playground, visit our new website, and see the impact we're having.
Yeah, well, I love the QR code because not only can you donate, there's another QR code on it that you get a message from the kids. That's awesome.
Yes, yeah, one of the QR codes is a video of the kids, you know, asking for your help. They are super excited. The kids are, you know, they can't wait. The goal is to have this up, you know, by the start of the school year, if not sooner. The dirt is done. The dirt work is done. Now it's just getting the playground in here and the fencing and some of the safety and security features we want to put up to complete the project.
Yeah. Well, Tracy, thank you so much for all you do for our community and for Baker Youth Clubs and the youth of the community. And if you see a sign out there, make sure you donate and tag somebody else.
Tag, you're it.
Thanks, Trace.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with Kelly Mauger from kcountyevents.com. Welcome, Kelly.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Tell us a little bit about what K County Events is.
kcountyevents.com is an event calendar website. So we're working to aggregate all the wonderful events happening throughout Kosciuszko County into one place, so it's easy to see.
You mean I'll be able to go to one place to find out all the events are going on in Kosciuszko County?
That is our goal.
What motivated you to start this business?
When I first moved here, I found it hard to find things to do that I was interested in. A couple years later, I had my oldest son, and I still struggled to find things to do with him. I went to the library, and I made a few friends. They told me about different activities and organizations that I could do things with. And then fast forward just a little bit longer, people were starting to ask me. Mm-hmm. I knew so many different things going on. People were saying, go ask Kelly. She's going to know what's happening. That made me realize that other people were struggling as well to find the fun, interesting, engaging things going on. I partnered with a gentleman called Joel Woodman, and we are working to make it easy for anyone of any age in any city of Kosciuszko to find exactly what they need in one site.
So what kind of events could people find on this site?
We hold a wide variety. We've got high school sports and the Grace College Athletics. You can go there to find different library programs. We have trivia, karaoke, fundraisers, yoga. If you like pickleball or enjoying listening to bands at bars, we've got the Parks and Recs events like the large music concerts, the free kayaking, family fun day events. The list is only limited by the businesses and organizations that want to hold events in our county.
That's right. And these are all created for and open to the public, right?
Yes. Anything that a business has open as a community public event will be found on the website.
Great. Now, in addition to your website, you have like social media accounts and sites as well?
We are on Facebook. You can find us in the Kosciuszko Happenings Facebook group. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to showcase different organizations and businesses with their individual events. And then we also like to include things that might not fit on a calendar. Think of maybe a dance class sign-up time, mm-hmm. or a bowling league, or if you want to register for summer camp with Camp Mac or Camp Crosley. We're trying to promote those types of events through the Facebook mm-hmm. group.
Please explain to us like why a business would want to make sure their events are listed.
It's very hard to find something if you don't already know exactly what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. So if you just moved to the area and you're interested in yoga, you might not know that the North Webster Community Center has yoga.
Right.
And you're not going to go to their website looking for that if it doesn't even cross your mind as an option. Mm-hmm. By aggregating everything in one website, people are going to learn and find new events. They're going to learn about businesses they've never heard of. They're going to maybe find their new passion, realizing that they can take art classes at the Beaded Peacock. Basically, you're going to have more exposure, which is great for smaller businesses that don't have a lot of ad budget. If mm-hmm. you're not able to listen to promote on the radio, you're not able to sponsor ads. This is a free website. No one is paying to have their events listed. No one is paying to be able to visit the website. So it's just a great way to get exposure for what your business has to offer.
So how can an organization make sure that their events get added?
They have two easy ways to do that. The first one is going to kcountyevents.com, and you can click the add event button and submit your info that way. Second, you can also email us at kcountyevents@gmail.com. We do ask that you include a brochure attachment or a link back to your original event. That way we can put that in the website and people can go to your site to learn more about you and all the fun details of your event.
Oh, that's great. Now, when someone visits your site, maybe they visit your site for the first time, what advice would you give them? What should they make sure they're doing?
The very first thing is to look and scroll through all the wonderful events. We're loading thousands and thousands of events, so the website does take just a moment to load that calendar. Don't click away. Hold on for it. And then what you can do next is use the search bar. So if you're not just browsing for something on a certain day, but you actually want to see yoga or pickleball, use the search bar, and that way it'll help you find the relevant events more quickly. I also recommend that you bookmark the page. So if you're on a computer, add it to your favorites list. If you're using a cell phone, save that page as, you know, an app on your home screen. That way you can remember to access it and it's there as a reminder to check it out. Mm-hmm. Also, we're seeking feedback. We want this to be as user-friendly and as valuable for everyone in our community. So mm-hmm. we've got a small survey at the bottom of the homepage. Take a quick minute to fill it out, and that way we can take your suggestions under advisement as we make improvements to the site.
That sounds fantastic. Okay, Kelly, tell us one more time how they reach you, how they get to your website.
You can visit us at kcountyevents.com.
kcountyevents.com. Well, thank you so much, and thank you so much for being a member of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce.
We're thrilled. Thank you, Scott.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.